Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
What in the world is God up to? The short answer is he's definitely up to a lot. And these stories need to see the light of day, so it seems to us. Hey, this weekend, Sunday at 6 p.m., a new program is joining the lineup right here at Moody Radio Florida. It's called Missions Today. It's exciting stuff. I love this. I'm so pumped for this. Our good friend Colin Lambert is the host. And Colin, of course, former vice president of Moody Radio, director of radio products for Resource Global, and the host of this program. And he's with us this morning. Hey, Colin, great to reconnect with you.
Absolutely. Good morning to you.
Man, this is exciting stuff. Give us the backstory on this. How'd you become involved with this program?
Well, I have a good friend that I actually used to work with at Moody Bible Institute during my years there. He was the assistant to Dr. Michael Easley, who was one of our presidents at the Moody Bible Institute. His name is Tommy Lee. And a number of years ago, he created an organization, a global organization called Resource Global, which is really a business mentoring organization. And it takes older businessmen and women, and they mentor younger businessmen and women around the world on how to live out your faith through your business and your work. And now with locations all over the globe, Jakarta, Singapore, Nairobi, Kenya, Chicago, Austin, Texas, where I am now, and a number of other locations, this is taking place. And it's exciting to see what's happening. Tommy came to me back in the spring and said, how'd you like to do a radio program? And I said, how do you like ice cream?
Of course, yeah.
You know, I'm into that. I said, okay, well, I'm into doing a radio program. And really, it started as an idea to highlight some of what was going on with Resource Global. But as I began to get into the process of preparing for the program, I realized that what God was doing around the world was amazing at Resource Global, but there were so many other opportunities to tell stories as well, that we broadened it a bit to include all kinds of missional activity. And so every few weeks, you'll hear me talk to one of our folks with Resource Global about what's going on in their part of the world. But a majority of the time, I'm talking to people around the world who are engaged with some form of mission work. So it could be a missionary on the front line. It could be somebody with a mission organization on what they're doing, or we could be talking about some kind of missional act at a local church or even in your own neighborhood. So try to cover the whole gamut. And then at the end of each program, really trying to bring it back to the individual who's listening. What is your mission? How do you find your mission? How can you engage in the mission that God has underway right now? So very excited about it. A couple of weeks back, and just thrilled that we've got a chance to be heard there in Florida now.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. We're celebrating that. Okay, we love good stories. We love God's stories. Let me rephrase that. We love God's stories.
Yeah.
And since you've got some programs in the can, so to speak, I know it's always tough because it's tough to answer these questions. Because what's your, you know, what's your favorite story of the moment? Well, it's the one that I just did, usually, you know, or something along those lines. But you have so many stories I'm sure you've already recorded. Can you pick one and give us a preview, one that really hit home for you?
Sure. I think one of the great stories we've told already happened to be a Resource Global leader. He is the leader in Nairobi, Kenya, at the office in Nairobi, Kenya. And he has just started about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And the way that Resource Global is set up is they do a cohort program, as I mentioned, this mentoring program. So you go through it for about 8 months. You learn all about God and work and how you combine those things together. And then you put together a plan for what God is, you know, instructing you, how you feel you're being led by the Lord to do something that impacts your work or your community. And in 2020, of course, COVID hit and they were not able to do their cohort. So in September just that we just finished yesterday, they graduated their first batch of cohort students from the program. And as I was talking with Mwange Mathui, who is the leader of the Nairobi cohort system there, with Resource Global, he was telling me about two gentlemen who are in the cohort program. And one of the things we were talking about, and this, you know, there's corruption everywhere, but in Africa, if you've ever dealt with work in Africa or ministry in Africa, there is so much corruption at all levels of not just government, but business. And he was telling me about two of their cohorts who halfway through their training on God and work, when they started talking about the issue of integrity, both of the gentlemen were working in a business. One was in a financial business where they would give financial advice to people who had money to spend. The other was in more like the marketing business. Both of them found themselves in their office in a place where there was little to no integrity. And as they are a follower of Christ, they're starting to learn about how their integrity has to be dealt with first before they can expect the business or the community or the government to be having integrity. And they knew that some things were going on in their business that were just not ethical. Maybe they weren't doing it, but it was happening around them or in their business. Both of those guys who were making good money quit their jobs and have put together a plan to create their own business and to do it with integrity. Now, I think I'm pretty good guy. I don't know if I was in the middle of a situation and I, you know, started doing my Bible study and it said you got to be a man of integrity, I would immediately just end my job.
Yeah,
that's my good just paying job, supporting my family. I hope I would.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I was just
that's
so
being
impressed
honest.
With these young men who were faced with the truth of what real integrity is about and who saw that it was not happening in the world that they were living in that moment and said, I'm going to move out of this and I'm going to move into a place of integrity. Whatever God provides for me, whatever business I get engaged in, I'm going to do it with integrity because I know it's not going to happen here. I was just incredibly impressed with that. But that's how a culture changes. You know, we often think about how things around us, we want them to change, but it really has to start with us.
Yes.
It does. Yeah. This is just tip of the iceberg stuff. There's so many wonderful stories and missionstoday.com. I put a link up at Curtain Cave Mornings on Facebook so you can access that. And of course, don't miss the program. Sundays at 6 p.m. is when it's going to be airing. And Colin Lambert, the host, our good friend. Colin, thank you for doing this. When I saw on my Facebook feed, because we're Facebook friends, of course, I saw it pop up and I'm like, oh no, this is great. This is fantastic. I'm so glad somebody is going to be sharing these stories. Yeah. And I couldn't think of anybody better to do that than you. So Colin, thanks for being with us this morning. I know you're a busy guy and we appreciate your time. And may the Lord bless you in your efforts. I know he will.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And let me just say, if you enjoy the program, there have been some programs we've already aired, including the one with the story I just told you. All of that is available on the website to listen back to at missionstoday.com.
Great.
Colin Lambert, thanks for being with us. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.
You too. And if you go to Facebook, Curtain Cave Mornings, we'll have the link to the website. Yeah, there's some great interviews available right there.